Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Patrick Diener, and we are starting the one and only Soundtrack, the show where you know more about cool movies and their soundtracks and practice, why not, a little bit of your English. This is our first program of the year, and I take the chance to wish you a happy, happy 2020 full of good movies and great songs. Meanwhile, I want to invite you to listen to our show every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. when we play a brand new episode, or our rerun on Fridays at 5 p.m. at uninter.com/radio. And I have some very good news. Now you can listen to all previous shows also at uninter.com/radio. Not only soundtracks, but also my other radio show called BPM about electronic music. So thanks the crew who managed to upload them all to our listeners to be able to listen whenever and wherever they want to. Or, as always, you have the chance to also alternatively listen to previous shows on Mixcloud. Just look for Patrick Podcast and Soundtrack. And you can always participate via our Facebook page, send us suggestions, comments, that is, /RadioNinter, sending us feedbacks as well. I'm all ears for your input. And on our first show of the year, we'll talk about an Oscar nominee movie for Best Female Leading Role that's also a commercial success. I watched it recently, about 2 days ago, and the movie's name is Judy. That is a 2019 biographical drama film directed by Rupert Gould. The film stars Renee Zellweger as the Hollywood icon Judy Garland. The film follows Judy Garland's career during the last year of her life when she relocated her stage career to Britain. The movie starts portraying a 14-year-old Judy Garland and is being told by her studio manager Louis B. Mayer that she has a gift other girls do not. Judy's talent at singing nearly unmatched, while she is able to surpass the success of Shirley Temple as a Hollywood child star. Judy is then shown in her 40s, performing with her two children from her marriage to Sidney Luft, her third husband. But even better than describing the beginning of the flick is to present its plot summary with mild spoilers, I must say. At a point we are introduced to Judy, her life is a downward spiral and her children, Lorna and Joey, are just along for the ride. Rarely knowing where they will sleep, if they will get a proper meal, and there comes a point Judy has no choice but to turn to Sid, her ex-husband, for help and listen to his mouth. But bad turns worse for her as she realizes in order to provide for her children and fight off Sid wanting custody, she has to go to London to work and can't bring her kids, leading to her being received as an icon in London but lonely, and with the only people around her being those making money out of her. Renee Zellweger spent a year training with vocal coach Eric Vetro before shooting began. Then rehearsed with musical director Matt Dentley for 4 months to master her vocals. As a result, all the songs on the film were performed by Renee Zellweger herself. There are some guest stars such as Rufus Wainwright and Sam Smith. Nonetheless, I was greatly pleased that they didn't just pick Judy Garland's voice to Renee dub it. And even Zellweger's voice, not being comparable to Garland's range, the former Bridget Jones nails it, to the point of releasing a soundtrack album with Renee's performance. Judy Garland cannot be completely detached from her worldwide most recognizable role as Dorothy in 1939's The Wizard of Oz, that according to the Library of Congress is the most seen film in movie history. With the movie comes its more emblematic song, Over the Rainbow, won an Oscar for Best Original Song back then. About 5 minutes into The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy sings a song after failing to get Aunt Em, Uncle Harry, and the farmhands to listen to her story of an unpleasant incident involving her dog Toto and the town spinster Miss Gooch. Aunt Em tells her to find herself a place where you won't get into any trouble. This prompts her to walk off by herself, musing to Toto. Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place where you can get by boat or by train. It's far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain. At which point she begins singing Over the Rainbow, which now we will listen performed by Renee Zellweger.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops, that's where you fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I? Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why?
The version of Over the Rainbow we have just heard is the version that Judy used to sing when she was around 46 years old. Therefore, it sounds different from the version when she was a teenager performing in Wizard of Oz. And there's a fun fact about the song related to Domingão do Faustão and its segment called Show dos Famosos. Actor and TV host Hugo Bonemer performed Over the Rainbow, characterized as the Hawaiian singer Israel Kamakavivoli. The movie Judy was also nominated Best Makeup and Hairstyling Movie for this year's Oscar. Makeup designer Jeremy Woodhead had to prosthetically extend the tip of Renee Zellweger's nose slightly in order to better match Judy Garland's profile. Dark gray contact lenses were fitted to approximate Garland's dark brown eyes, and a cropped walnut brown wig was fashioned to resemble Garland's iconic 60s hairdo. And if you are wondering, the 92nd Oscars will be held on Sunday, February 9, 2020. The next song was co-written by the same composer who wrote Over the Rainbow, Harold Arlen. Garland performed this throughout the rest of her career. It was also covered by Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Ella Fitzgerald, and Barbara Streisand. Chris Colfer and Leah Michelle sang this on Glee in Season 2, Episode Duets. For Judy, Zellweger recorded a duet version of Get Happy with Sam Smith that finds the two belting out the joyous tune backed by a big brass band.
Better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land.
We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide.
It's all so peaceful. Side.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away.
Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy.
Oh, chase your cares away.
Oh, hallelujah, get happy.
Before the judgment day.
The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide.
Oh, it's quiet and peaceful on the other side.
Forget your troubles, get happy. Your cares fly away.
Shout hallelujah, get happy. Get ready for your judgment day.
Come on, get happy.
Change your cares away.
Shout hallelujah, get happy.
Get ready for the judgment day.
Silent, silent, come on, get happy. The loudest way to take your hand.
Oh, sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land.
We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide.
It's all so peaceful.
I am Batman. Everybody here in Gotham City listens to Soundtrack.
Prior to Judy's release, in Brazil the movie is called Judy, Muito Além do Arco-Íris, Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland's daughter, stated through her Facebook account that she had never met nor spoken to Renee Zellweger and made it clear that she personally didn't approve the project nor sanction it in any way. The film is set in 1968, when Garland was 46 years old. Renee Zellweger was 48 during production. For Once in My Life, probably best known for Stevie Wonder's version, was recorded by a few singers before Wonder recorded it. It's not hard to understand why the song appealed Judy Garland. It's got a melody, the lyrics express a universal sentiment, and it swings. It's a natural fit for old-school pop and jazz singers. Unlike the then-contemporary songs of Dylan or Hendrix, there was something that she could work with and interpret in her style. The song is about finding that special someone who gives you a feeling of boundless happiness.
In my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once in my life, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of. I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have someone I know who won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not afraid.
Hi, I'm BMX from the movie Hero 6, and you're listening to Soundtrack.
And just as a reminder, today we're talking about the movie Judy, released on September 2019, but still in movie theaters here in Brazil. The Trolley song was first performed by Judy Garland and chorus in the film called Meet Me in St. Louis from 1944. The scene in the movie was shot in only one take, and you can find it on YouTube. Ralph Blaine wrote the lyrics. He was told to write a song about trolleys for the movie, and he was having a hard time coming up with inspiration. He finally came up with some lyrics when he went to the library and found a children's book with a picture of St. Louis trolley car with the caption, "Clang, clang, clang went the jolly little trolley." The song was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song, but didn't win. The song was covered twice on The Simpsons, where I, particularly, got in touch for the first time with the song. In 2004, the American Film Institute ranked the Charlie song number 26 on the 100 Greatest Songs in American Films list.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley. Ding, ding, ding with the bell. Sing, sing, sing with my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug with the motor. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how. Tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand.
And we simply cannot talk about the movie Judy and not mention Renee Zellweger's astonishing performance. Renee already won several awards for this film, such as the British Independent Film Award, Critics' Choice Movie Awards, SAG Awards, and the Golden Globe Awards, just to mention a few. She's also waiting for the results of this year's Oscar, her fourth Academy Award nomination. The film premiered at the Telluride Film Festival and generated positive reviews from critics, with Zellweger's performance receiving widespread acclaim. Zoe Gahan of Vanity Fair found her to be witty, sharp, and devastating in the title role, and added that it is hard to tell where Garland stops and Zellweger starts. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone said, "Zellweger performs miracles playing Judy Garland, singing her heart out, bearing her bruised soul, and acting with a ferocity that ultimately rises to a state of grace. I highly recommend this film, and if you appreciate movies analysis, I'll tell you to pay special attention to Zellweger's performance. In my humble opinion, that's me, Patrick, saying, is the best of her entire career." Zing, When the Strings of My Heart, is a 1934 popular song with words and music by James F. Hanley. It was introduced in the Broadway revue Thumbs Up. But a most notable recording were made by Judy Garland, who recorded it numerous times, including in the 1938 film Listen, Darling, and for Decca Records in 1939. And to conclude all the info about Judy Garland I'm presenting today, I'll leave you with two of her own quotes that can be food for your thoughts. The first one is, "Always be a first-rate version of yourself, instead of a second-rate version of somebody else." And the second goes, "We cast away priceless time in dreams, born of imagination, fed up upon illusion, and put to death by reality. With that, I want to invite you to send us feedback about the show. You can send us also suggestions of movies for us to talk about and suggestions of soundtracks for us to play here via our Facebook page, and you can find us on facebook.com/radiouninter. And you can always listen to us live every Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. at uninter.com/radio, and on the same website you can find and listen to our previous shows. I want to also invite you, alternatively, if you have the app to listen to on Mixcloud, you can also find our shows on Mixcloud. You can look for Patrick Podcast, Playlist, Soundtrack. I want to thank our crew and give them a warm welcome to 2020, Barbara and Evandro, who are here with me in studio today, and all the crew here in Rádio Uninter and Uninter Noticias. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Patrick saying so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing with the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Sing with the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Sing with the strings of my heart. Sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill.